This is Bigger Pockets Daily, expert advice for real estate investors. If you like what you hear, check out biggerpockets.com. I think you'll find a warm, welcoming community, a wealth of data to help you make the best decisions, and calculators to help you analyze deals. We make the blog articles available on this show so you can absorb the information while you're organizing the garage or remodeling your bathroom on this Saturday. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
7 Ways You Can Get Started in Real Estate Investing by Anthony Greer. Real estate is considered one of, if not the, best investment you can make. Housing has been very consistent throughout history, more so than any other type of investment, and outpaces inflation and the stock market. Bam. However, many people don't invest in real estate because they assume it's complex and requires a massive down payment to get started. It turns out that is entirely false. Real estate can be pretty easy to get into. No joke. So whether you're looking to go the traditional route of buying and renting out properties, renting out rooms, or buying multifamily units the same way you do stocks, there's no shortage of investment opportunities for which you can take advantage. So in today's podcast, I'm going to go over 7 simple ways that you can become a real estate investor. Yes, let's do this thing. Number 1, house hacking. Do you have an extra room, a remodeled basement, or maybe you live in a duplex? One of the easiest ways to learn the basics of real estate investing is by renting out part of your home, or what's better known as house hacking. Because you already own the rental property, you can do this at little to no cost to you. Since you'll be living with them, or at least close to them, thorough tenant screening is a must. You'll have to research how much you should charge based on your space, the rental market, and your current mortgage payment. Also, account for hidden costs like renter's insurance and utility bills. But depending on your space, you might have to renovate it too before it's even tenant ready. By renting part of your home, you'll enjoy passive income and gain experience as a landlord that can be invaluable if you decide to make larger investments. Number 2, long-term rentals. All right, so many real estate investors get their start by renting out to tenants in long-term rentals. Most of the time, the property is a single-family home, which means only one tenant or family lives in them. But there are also plenty of multifamily properties, more than one tenant, that you can get started with. Investing in long-term rental properties can offer several advantages, including tax benefits, financing options, and also good cash flow. From a tax perspective, rental property investors can deduct expenses like property taxes, mortgage interest, and repairs, reducing their taxable income. this can result in significant savings come tax season. And furthermore, financing options such as traditional mortgages, private loans, and partnerships can actually make it easier for investors to acquire these types of rentals due to how common they are. And finally, rental properties can provide steady cash flow from monthly rent payments, allowing investors to build wealth over time and also create a passive income stream. Long-term rentals are, in many ways, easier to manage and will give you reliable income compared to the short-term rentals and other investment types you see. Number three of our seven, short-term rentals, or vacation rentals, are properties that guests rent out on a nightly basis instead of monthly or annually. With sites like Airbnb and Vrbo, real estate investors can list their properties, optimize pricing, schedule bookings, and enjoy an additional income stream. A lot of investors who dip their toes in the short-term rental space turn it into their full-time jobs. Investing in short-term rentals can offer tons of benefits. One of the primary advantages is the potential for higher rental income compared to long-term rentals. Since short-term rentals are typically rented out for just a few nights or even just a few weeks, they can command higher rates per night, resulting in greater cash flow for investors. Additionally, short-term rentals offer more flexibility in terms of occupancy, as the property can be rented out for a portion of the year and used for personal use during the rest of the time. This can be particularly beneficial for vacation properties or second homes. Finally, short-term rentals can provide tax advantages like deductions for expenses related to the property and depreciation, which can result in lower taxable income. However, investing in short-term rentals can also have its drawbacks, so let's take a look at those. One of the most significant disadvantages is higher maintenance costs. Unlike with long-term rentals, short-term rentals require more frequent cleaning, repairs, and replacements, which can increase the overall maintenance expenses. This also means that short-term rentals tend to have more wear and tear just because of higher turnover rates, which, of course, increases your long-term maintenance costs. Another potential disadvantage of short-term rentals is that they're often subject to seasonality, meaning that demand can vary significantly depending on the time of year and location. This can make it more challenging to predict cash flow and occupancy rates too. But overall, while short-term rentals can offer several advantages for savvy investors, it's important to consider these potential downsides carefully before investing in this type of real estate. If you're not into short-term rentals or STRs but want better cash flow than long-term rentals, medium-term rentals could be a good middle ground for you. They're more profitable than long-term rentals and don't share the same restrictions or even time commitments some short-term rental owners experience. Medium-term tenants live in your properties for like 30-plus days, but less than a year. These renters are typically traveling nurses, business professionals, and digital nomads. Plus, since they're laying down temporary roots, they usually respect your property. Number four, real estate crowdfunding. Real estate crowdfunding involves a lot of people contributing funds to raise a ton of money so that they can buy real estate. Today, it's really one of the most popular investment options in real estate. The global real estate crowdfunding market grew to $10.78 billion in 2021 and shows no signs of slowing down. Real estate crowdfunding has plenty of benefits too. Here are just a few. Access to new properties. Not too long ago, access to many types of commercial real estate or niche residential properties like luxury high-rises was limited to just a few wealthy, well-connected investors. But crowdfunding allows people like me and you to include these properties in their investment portfolios. Portfolio diversification. So owning property can be like owning stocks. A single unit or stock can make or lose you a lot of money. However, if you spread your funds across multiple investments, just like you do with a mutual fund, you're reducing your risk. Passive income, love this. Crowdfunding opportunities are operated by a fund manager or developer. They manage the property and pay dividends based on your contract's terms and conditions. And beyond your initial research, you're really not required to do anything. Affordability. Many real estate crowdfunding platforms have low buy-ins. While some require a minimum five-figure investment, other platforms like Fundrise let you start with just $10. While crowdfunding is great for passive investors, it's really not for everyone looking to make a quick buck. Your funds will be tied up for extended periods. You know, just like with Fundrise, like we mentioned earlier, it recommends a minimum time horizon of 5 years. You're also not in control of your investments and may be charged management and advisory fees. Number 5 of our 7 today, real estate investment trusts, REITs. REITs are another passive, affordable way to break into real estate investing. REITs are companies that finance, own, or operate properties and other forms of income-producing real estate. A lot of REITs focus on specific property types, such as residential, industrial, multi-use, retail, and office, and can be bought and sold through brokerage accounts. Collectively, REITs own over $3.5 trillion in gross real estate assets in the U.S. alone. More than 200 publicly traded REITs are on the market today. 200! Most of which trade for under $100. They must also distribute 90% of their earnings as dividends to maintain their tax-advantaged status, which means more money in your pocket. REITs can offer several benefits. One of the primary advantages is that REITs are highly liquid, meaning that investors can buy and sell shares easily on major stock exchanges, providing greater flexibility and access to capital. REITs also offer attractive dividend yields, providing a reliable source of income for investors. Now, investing in REITs also has some drawbacks, of course. One potential disadvantage is that REITs can be subject to market volatility more potently than traditional real estate investments because they work off of share prices, which can fluctuate significantly. REITs are also not immune to interest rates, meaning that rising interest rates can lead to a decrease in the value of the underlying real estate assets. Number 6 of our 7 today, almost done. Become part of a team. Successful real estate investors seldom work alone, and neither should you. Are you an investor-friendly agent, a general contractor, a house cleaner, a marketing expert, or simply have extra capital and an eagerness to learn? You can join a team of other experts and invest together as you fix and flip houses or even try the Burr method. While working with others allows you to ask questions and also gain on-the-job experience, it's really cool. And then after teaming up with experts on a few projects, you might be ready to spearhead your own fix and flip and become an experienced investor. If you ever have any questions about a project, feel free to ask our forums too at biggerpockets.com. And the 7th and last way to invest in real estate investing with the smarter method. There are so many ways to invest in real estate, no matter your preference or where you are in your investment journey. Bigger Pockets' smarter real estate investing system can help you navigate your path to financial freedom. Smarter is an integrated lifecycle-based resource designed to help you grow your educational ecosystem and curate your professional network. SMARTER stands for strategy. Why are you investing? And what are your long-term goals? Answering these questions will help you determine how you should invest. Market. Find a strong investment market based on your investment strategy. Acquisition. Discover how to find, analyze, and fund the best deal for you. Rehab or rent. Dive into the ideal make-ready process and prepare your property for tenants. Tracking. Find the best platforms and tools to manage your cash flow, work orders, expenses, and more. Exit. Explore how to successfully exit or exchange your property and maximize your investment potential. And R. Repeat what's working, learn from what's not, and continue to learn and grow. As a smarter investor, you're going to discover many of the simple ways you can become a real estate investor and also figure out which method or methods should work best for you. Are you ready to work smarter, not harder? I am. Here's the conclusion for today. Real estate investing has evolved a lot, especially in the digital age. Every day, people have access to more investment opportunities than ever before. And why the sheer number of ways you can invest in real estate can be daunting, you should take a glass half full approach. Rising interest rates and inflation aside, There's never been a better time to become a real estate investor. Get started today. Like, right now. All right, that's it for this show. But remember, we have a whole library of episodes with timeless information about how to grow your real estate portfolio so you can enjoy the life you were meant to live. Just tap all episodes in your podcast app or scroll back in the feed to check out an older but still evergreen show. Otherwise, dear listener, until tomorrow.